Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
That's me.
And I honestly, the first segment was so much fun. I think Nicole is wonderful, and her knowledge in between the barbecue and the grilling.
Yes.
And some of the facts are important. I mean, you can't, you know, some things seem so simple, but you got to pay attention. Hydration is one that everybody talks about, but guess what? It's significant. And you know, I didn't even realize some of the things you could have that would hydrate you. And just the tips for cooking, and David made an interesting point there, that men do most of the cooking on the grill.
On the grill.
On the grill, which is true. And I'm not saying it negatively. Most of them aren't creative, so therefore that's why you burn most of the stuff. But that's just right. My opinion. That's just my opinion. Now we're moving on for an interesting product for a safety response, and that is with Jason Fiorentino.
Yes, sir.
And Jason is with the MedEquip Alert organization, and it is personal emergency response system. And you were on a year ago.
I was.
And it really is an intriguing piece of equipment. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. And I don't remember how you got involved in this, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So just tell me that first before we talk about the actual product.
I used to get lost a lot.
No. Okay, at least you're honest. That's fine with me.
No. We have been supplying durable medical equipment to the VA since 2006.
Okay.
And we've noticed that the pieces of equipment they were using to get help for the veterans were a little outdated. Most of them were basic 911 products. Now, in itself, 911 is great. I mean, if you see a fire, you dial 911,
right.
Someone getting mugged, et cetera, et cetera. But what we have found out is that if you press that 911 button, then you should pass out. Okay, the problem is when 911 comes on and says, emergency, can we help you? If there's no response, chances are you're not going to be found. You're going to be, you know, you're walking your dog at night and it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, it's dark, you pass out, press the button, you're just going to be there
right
on the street corner. So we developed the MedEquip Alert. The MedEquip Alert puts the user in touch with a monitoring center. That monitoring center has their name, their address, their telephone number, three contact people they would want called in case of an emergency. They know if they have a lockbox on the door, they know what the code is because you don't want them breaking down the door.
Right.
They know if they have a dog in the house. All of that information is gathered once the piece of equipment is delivered to the person, to the user. So what they'll do is they'll press the button, puts them in touch with the monitoring center. If they do not answer the monitoring center, they send out EMS immediately. We get alarm ticket reports that tell me that.
Okay.
And it's a matter of seconds.
Which means there's also like a tracker in there. So that they know where that
person
is.
Yeah, it's GPS.
Okay.
Yeah. So we know exactly what transpired from the time they pressed the button to the time EMS showed up.
Okay.
We know what the problem is. And it has really saved the number of lives because people got help. And that's what they need. You know, when you're walking around and all of a sudden you get pains in the chest, you get into a panic mode. You don't want to wait. You want help immediately. And that's what the MedEquip Alert does. Gets you help in a matter of, as I said, minutes. Alarm reports here say 7 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes.
Wow, okay.
And this goes from anywhere from Oklahoma to the Bronx to, you know, upstate New York. So
it is particularly important for seniors because falls are a major problem for seniors.
Yes.
You lose your balance and you're in the bathroom and you fall and hit your head and you're out.
Yep, that's
or there's no one around.
Right.
You're home alone. There's no one around to help you get up.
Yeah. So one out of three people over the age of 65 need this type of piece of equipment. It's not just for the seniors. I know that's what the stigma is, and that's what other companies try to build this. You know, with I'm not going to say that. That's not right. But anyhow, with the help I've fallen, I can't get up person, it's not just for seniors. It's for the active people.
Ryan bleeped
I
out,
wear
okay.
one. I wear one all the time. I'm a very active person. I bike, ride. I'm at the gym. I want to feel safe and I want to feel secure. If you're a fisherman, a hunter, you play golf, you're riding a bike, you're doing calisthenics, whatever, you know that if you press that button, you're going to get help. So it's not just for the seniors. We look to expand that idea. Right. For instance, children.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You have children walking home from school. If they feel threatened, they could press this button.
Yes.
Okay, and they could speak to the monitoring center and say, you know, there's some guy following me, or I don't know what's going on, whatever. But it's so.
You know, I'm not. This is serious. Young ladies living in the city could use something like this, because you go out on a Saturday night,
exactly,
and you're going home. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm not saying you should get home at 9 o'clock. So you leave a bar, and you're right. Somebody all of a sudden you have two guys behind you. It's like, could be two guys on their way home, and it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
But it gives you that feeling of safety.
Exactly. You get that feeling. I know that no matter where I am, okay, it's on my hip. I don't have to think about it. I can move my hand down,
right,
press it, and then I can move on.
Yeah.
Again, not just for the elderly. The problem is, what type of equipment is going to work best?
Right.
Okay, and this has caused such controversy in the marketplace, because you get inundated with all these TV commercials, you know, do this, do that. So what you have to first figure out is it wearable? Okay, can it be worn around the neck? Can I wear it on my hip? Can I put it on my pocketbook? You know, things that's what you have to think of. Is it waterproof? Now, these pieces of equipment are water resistant to industry standard. Okay, that means you can shower with it, you could wash your car with it, you could do dishes, you could drop it in a sink, but it can't be for more than 30 minutes. You know?
Right, okay, you're not going to go swimming with
no,
it.
No, you're not going to go. And so, what's the range and the connectivity of the piece of equipment? Who's the carrier? Okay, MediQuip uses AT&T. Okay, it's not only connected to them, but it's certified by this company. They took a look at this piece of equipment and said, yep, it's good to go. So, and we like that because, in our opinion, not that I'm pushing AT&T, it's just the carrier we use. We get better coverage across the United States with it. Is it high quality? This is one of the few, if not the only, piece of equipment that's made here in America. This is made right in Texas.
Okay,
so we don't bring in, it's not a Chinese product. Not that there's anything bad with some of their products, but, you know, when you're dealing with the VA, they want pieces of equipment that are made in America.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. How do you know when the battery is low? Okay. Your battery can go dead. You press the button, and if it doesn't go on, you have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, the MediQuip will let you know when it gets to be 20% battery life. A voice will come on, a very annoying voice will come on, and tell you, please charge your unit. Because your battery is low. Okay, and it'll continue to do that approximately every 7 minutes. Until you actually charge your unit.
Yeah, so you take it out and charge it, or it's a regular kind of battery?
That's a good question. I know you can't see this. It's not TV, but we have a magnetic cable, and we made it very easy because I know sometimes I have problems with my cell phone. You know, when you put that cable in, you miss the hole a couple of times. I've broken three or four of them. Okay, so what we did is we made it magnetic on the back, and you just take the cable and you do that.
Oh, wow.
And you plug it into the USB port, which brings up another good point. if you are traveling and you have a USB port in your car, you can plug it into the car and drive with it. Okay, so you could this the initial
charge. Or you have the adapter to plug it into your wall at home.
Exactly.
A lot of seniors are not, you know, the 80-some-odd-year-old senior is not necessarily computer savvy whatsoever today.
Yep, that's true.
That's a generalization. I have no right to say it, but they don't have a computer home to plug that into.
Right.
You know, but then you can plug it into the wall.
You plug it into the wall.
Yeah.
So, we try to think how easy it should be.
That magnetic, it blows my mind because I've spent many a time trying to plug something in.
Yeah. Right, and it's not
connection.
Good.
Oh, boy.
So there's no base unit. There's no console. You know, it doesn't have to sit on the counter.
Right,
this could be charged any place. So the initial charge is 2.5 hours, and then after that, once it tells you it needs to be charged, it's like 20 minutes.
Oh,
so,
okay,
I mean,
okay.
You could plug it in, go brush your teeth, come back, and it's charged.
Or you can do it overnight.
You can do it overnight. That's entirely up to you.
Yeah.
But the whole purpose of it is doing it overnight defeats the purpose because it should be by you.
Well, I'm thinking
you get nervous, something happens in the middle of the night.
Right.
Now, you know, I charge my phone overnight, but it's in the bathroom. It's not,
because
I'm not using my phone.
Yeah.
The advice we usually give is if you're going to do that overnight charging, do it by your bedside.
Right, to the nightstand table so you have something to grab on.
This piece of equipment also comes with something called fall detection. Fall detection is very important. So you have someone that's sitting up and all of a sudden they tilt over a little bit or they fall down in the bathroom. This will automatically call the monitoring center. The monitoring center knows exactly who they are. And again, if they do not respond, EMS will be out there to help them out. We do recommend people get lock boxes, though.
Yeah, that lock boxes makes sense. But you know what? We'll talk about lock boxes in a second. That's important. Right now, we need to take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.